But one of the things that I've learned is to always use pencil when I'm drawing, you know, the lines around how I think God wants to use my life, because God has a much bigger scope.
Hey, on this very special episode of the Marvel at Jesus podcast, Christian artist turned author Matthew West talks about his new book, My Story, Your Glory, which is a 30-day exploration into your own past to see how God has been faithful throughout. Plus, some examples of God's faithfulness in Matthew's life during the loss of his voice. Also, the touching story behind his latest song, Don't Stop Praying, and his favorite holiday, which surprisingly isn't the one centered around turkey. It's the Marvel at Jesus podcast from Life 90.5. Hi, and welcome to the Marvel at Jesus podcast from Life 90.5. I'm Mandy Bowman, and joining me today is the guy you've heard on Christian radio for years. I won't say how long, because it makes him and I both feel old. But his latest song is Don't Stop Praying. It's Matthew West. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, Mandy. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk about your new book, My Story, Your Glory, and your music in just a few minutes. But first, I got a couple fun questions to ask you, just to get to know you a little bit better. So which, in your opinion, is the better holiday? Is it Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Well, I'm going to say Christmas because, my family knows me as like Mr. Christmas, and anybody who listens to my music knows I put out a ton of Christmas music. I love the Christmas season. I even have a fan weekend in Nashville every Christmas season. It's awesome. But people might have expected me to say Thanksgiving because I've sort of become known as Mr. Thanksgiving with a song called Gobble Gobble.
Yep.
I guess my cop out answer might be that it's kind of a tie, but in my heart is a Christmas, winter wonderland. That's probably my favorite. So
nice. Okay. I guess we'll let you have that
one and
answer.
Two. Those would be the top. Those would be the top two right there.
Right. Okay. All right. So another question. Would you rather go backstage with your favorite band or be an extra on your favorite TV show?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I think my favorite TV shows are sporting events. So I'd probably be like, yeah. So if it meant I could be like on the sidelines of a football game or like sit, in the dugout at a World Series, that would probably be what I would pick.
All right. Well, who's your teams then?
Well, I'm a bit of a fair weather fan because I travel around the country so much. But my cop out, like Christmas, But I grew up in Chicago, so the Chicago teams will always have my heart. Chicago Cubs. In football, it's the Bears.
Basketball. I guess that's reasonable. Yeah.
So, okay. Got to stick to my roots there.
Right. Well, I've been in the Carolinas for a long time, but the Panthers are just not doing well. So I don't claim them.
Got to hold out hope for them.
Is that what it is? Yeah, Don't stop praying for the Panthers, right?
That's why I wrote that song. For your
but
football.
Just for that, thank you. That's so thoughtful. Okay. All right. Not including your own concerts, what's the best concert that you've been to?
Wow. Well, I've always felt like Toby Mac puts on, has always put on one of the best concerts in Christian music, just from a production value. Like, it's right up there with anything else in the music industry at large. So I've always looked up to his live show. Rich Mullins, when I was a kid, I went and saw Rich Mullins perform. And that concert really, had an impact on me. I remember that being, there was just something special with the way he connected with the crowd. And I've always remembered that. And then Stephen Curtis Chapman, similar thing. I was actually called into ministry at a Stephen Curtis Chapman concert. So,
wow.
I remember those are three concert experiences that really stick out to me and help shape the way that I want my concerts to go to this day.
And I can see that kind of influence in your own music and your own shows too. Yeah. So I love that. Thank you. All right, so let's get down to what we're really here to talk about today, your book, My Story, Your Glory. Now, we know the song, right?
Yeah.
But now it's a book. So what can you tell us about the book?
Yeah, so the lyrics, my story, your glory, my pain, your purpose, my mess, your message, and all things I know you're working. One life, one mission, one reason why I'm living. All for you, not for me. My story, your glory. when I wrote that song, it felt like kind of a mission statement, personal mission statement, you know, and it was my hope that it might be somebody else's as well. And I wound up making a whole record, 22 songs with that theme, My Story, Your Glory. What does it look like to live out this life, the one story that we get to write with our lives for a greater purpose? And so I began to unpack that, not only in the songs that I would write, but in the devotions that I would write as well. And I've got a mailing list that receives a weekly email devotion. I send it to about 100,000 people a week, and they all receive a quick little weekly devotional. It's our way of kind of doing life together. And it just began to kind of spill out of me. What does it look like to put this into the form of a devotional book? And lo and behold, here it is. I've got strategic product placement.
Very nice.
For those of you who are watching, My Story, Your Glory is now a real book. It's a 30-day devotional discovering the journey that God has planned for you. And in short, every day for the 30 days is simply an opportunity for you to pray this prayer. God, invade my story. God, I want you to be in control of every part of my story. I want to examine. I don't want there to be a corner of my story that hasn't been examined by you. And sort of pray like David prayed, search me and know me. Show me if there's anything you want me to change. Show me how even this tough part of my past could be something that brings you glory. So it's really a 30-day exploration into the story of your life, remembering God's faithfulness, how good he's been to you, and then also just being mindful that there's a greater calling that you have in life.
There you go. All right, real quick, you talk about remembering God's faithfulness. Just as an example, what's an example of the Lord's faithfulness that you've seen in your own life?
Oh, gosh. I mean, one of the things that I talk about in the book is actually, as I'm looking through it right now, I talk about a season of my life where my voice was taken away from me. And I had to have surgery on my throat. And the doctors told me that there was a chance I had sung my last song. And it was kind of like realizing like, okay, could even my trial, could even this battle with an illness be something that brings God glory, even if my voice is taken away? See, because I think a lot of times we get fooled into like, we might discover a certain way that God's using us. And then we draw lines around that and say, well, this is my purpose in life. This is how God uses me. I do this in ministry, or I'm in this small group, or whatever that may be. And that's wonderful. But one of the things that I've learned is to always use pencil when I'm drawing, you know, the lines around how I think God wants to use my life, because God has a much bigger scope. He has a much broader vantage point of our lives than we do. He sees. The Bible says he knows the plans he has for us, not we, he. And so, you know, even through trials like that, when we choose to say, Lord, all right, I didn't want to lose my voice. I didn't want to have to cancel 90 shows. I didn't want to have surgery on my throat. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to trust that even in this difficult chapter of my story, somehow you're working, and I'm going to lift it up to you. I'm going to make sure the pen is in your hands, and I'm going to watch and be amazed by what kind of story of redemption you're going to write, what kind of comeback story you're going to write with my life.
Amen. That's good. Now, you talked about drawing those little boxes and maybe making it in pencil. So you've been this songwriter, you've done music for forever, but now you've kind of erased some of those lines and you're doing book writing now too. Like, you've written several. So what's it like going from writing songs to now writing books?
Yeah, I think that's another great example of just going, you know, I think a lot of times we are the ones that place the limitations on what we are capable of, you know? And I think one of the things that, I don't know if this makes any sense to anybody else but me, but there was a moment that came where I felt like God was just reminding me that he is not a one-dimensional God, and neither are the things that he creates, you know? And so, and I think honestly, the pandemic years really showed that, like, to me even more, of just going, all right, If I think there's only one dimension to how I can make an impact and tell people about Jesus, well, then when the tour buses were parked because of a, you know, COVID virus and everything's shutting down, then that means God can't use me until I get back on the road. Well, that's not true. You know what I mean? And so I think learning to like discover the different dimensions to the giftings God has given you is so key to living a story that's fulfilling and that ultimately brings God glory. And so, you know, here I am talking to you today, and I love talking about my music. Mm-hmm. And I get just as much excitement talking about the books that I get to write. This is my sixth book. And when I see people, I have people coming to my shows now, and they'll come up to the line for an autograph. And instead of a CD, they've got my book. And it's a worn out book, and they've made notes in it. Mm-hmm. So, yesterday, I was at a prison in Pennsylvania. And one of the things we do with all my books is we ship books to prisons everywhere around the country. And that's something my ministry does. And I sang for these inmates, and they were walking up to me with my last book. It's called The God Who Stays. Mm-hmm. They were walking up to me and with the book in hand, and they were asking me questions about the book. And these were guys that were serving life sentences, and they were getting to read about a God who stays with them. And so, you know, I mean, that, you know, that's incredible. And yeah. If I would have just said, you know what, God only uses me to make music, that's it, and I'm never going to stretch beyond that. Imagine what I would have missed in the chance of impacting somebody else in a different way.
Right. And what, not only what you would have missed, what those people would have missed out on as well, just in, right. You know, enjoying your content in a completely different format. So that's cool to see how God has kind of like shifted things over time for you and allowed you to do some different things and reach more people. So that's amazing. Now I've heard that, that this book has, it's not necessarily just easy reading. There's also like challenges in it. And like, what kind of challenges do you propose during these 30 days?
Yeah. So the cool part is I wrote the book in the format of what I really enjoy reading when I'm picking up a devotional book, something that's adding to my Bible reading. Mm-hmm. Right. So I want it to be steeped in scripture.
Yeah.
I want there to be a ton of Bible verses. And sometimes even when I'm traveling, if I have a devotional book with me, but maybe my Bible's not right on hand, I like to put the scriptures right in the book. So at the end of each chapter, you're going to actually have the chance to read the verses of the day, but then there's going to be some guided questions for you. And I have a nonprofit ministry, and our three tag words are craft, share, and live. And the goal is, how can we realize that God is crafting, in other words, uniquely creating a story that is unlike any others with your life? Craft, and then share. How do we not keep the story to ourselves, but we share it with other people who need it? And then ultimately, how do we live out the story God has created for us? So each chapter walks you through those three calls to action for the day: crafting, sharing, and living your story for God's glory. And then at the very end of each chapter, there's a blank space with some, I like lines. I like lined paper.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. I write crooked. So we create a little space where you can jot down some notes. Maybe God's speaking something to you. And then it's designed in a way that you can write down. A lot of the questions are about looking behind you.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for that is because of stories like the Israelites who, you know, if you read the Old Testament, they spent 40 years in the wilderness and they saw God do some shock and awe type of miracles. But then they would quickly forget and think God left them stranded
in
the desert to fend for themselves. And so this book is a tool for you to remember God's faithfulness behind you and let that instill confidence for God's faithfulness in front of you. And so that's how the book's laid out. And can you tell I'm just a little excited about people getting their hands on it?
You know, I think so. So what I'm hearing, though, is if someone wants something that's just super easy, you just, you know, touchy-feely good stuff, it's like, that's not really what you're about, though. You want a deep dive, and let's dig into the scripture. Well, let's look at our past. And
I would say it's interesting because it's a little bit of both. Like, if you know,
really? Okay.
If you know my sense of humor, like, it's not heavy. Like, you know, like sometimes when I'm reading C.S. Lewis, I've got to read it three times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This ain't that.
Okay.
Like, you know, but you don't need a PhD to read my books.
Right.
You're going to read stories about my family. You're going to read funny stories about my dog, Rocky. You're going to read stories about, you know, experiences in my life. I talked about my vocal cord surgery. Mm-hmm. So it's about relating everyday experiences from our lives and seeing how God is at work. But emphasizing the word work and saying, like, hey, oftentimes we miss out on the glory that we can give God through our stories because we're going too fast.
Mm.
We're not stopping long enough to take inventory of the stories that are being written. And so this book is really, it's just an invitation for 30 days just to pause for a minute and think about this certain area of my life. Like, one day is going to be about patience and say, okay, let me just take an honest look at, like, where do I struggle in the area of patience? How can me displaying patience give God glory, right? So just little aspects that you might overlook, but it's important just to take a minute, think about it, and say, Lord, how can I display more patience today with my spouse, with my kids, with my workplace? And that, those little things can make a big impact in terms of our stories bringing God glory.
That's so true. And I know that you're a girl dad. You have two daughters. So I imagine patience is sometimes a little difficult, right?
100%. Right. You know, absolutely.
Oh, I know. I have three sisters. So my dad had four daughters, and God bless him, you know. I don't know how he survived, but no, that's great. Like, loving this. This sounds like a fantastic book. So are there, do you have any preference though, as to, would you prefer to be writing songs or writing books?
Oh man. I mean, it's always got to come back to the songs, man.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what I've been, so passionate about. And that's kind of what started it all. So I'd say at the end of the day, I'm going to keep writing songs. I'm going to keep writing books, and don't make me choose between the two.
Okay. All right. Well, do you have any other new books you're planning, or any more music on the way? What's on the future?
Yeah, I'm actually finishing up my next book already. Ooh. And I'm very excited about that. It's actually a Christmas book. And
yes!
That's
okay.
Going to be coming out very soon. Working on new music as well. So it's going to be a big year this year.
Oh, I am so excited. Okay. So before we let you go, though, your big song on radio right now is Don't Stop Praying. And we've already had listeners who are saying, you know, that is the encouragement I needed to hear today kind of thing. So what's the story behind Don't Stop Praying?
Well, thank you for mentioning that. I am so excited about that song. And, I was in Greenville, South Carolina. And I was doing a meet and greet before a concert. And this happens often, but this one moment just kind of stuck out to me. A husband and wife came up to me, and they, you know, normally they'd ask, you know, it's like I would sign an autograph and we would take a picture together. But they asked if I would keep them in my prayers. And I said, yeah, what's going on? They said, well, we're excited to be at your show tonight, but tomorrow morning we're going to be down the road at the hospital. And it turns out the wife was battling breast cancer and was going in to have surgery.
Mm-hmm.
The very next morning. And the thought occurred to me, like, that night I was having the chance to be part of their story and sing my songs for them. But they're really in the middle of a major battle in their life. And so they said, would you just keep us in your prayer? Now, a lot of times I would say, yes, I'll be praying for you. And then I would move on to the next person because there's 100 people in line behind her. But I just started thinking, like, what often happens is you say, oh, I'll be praying for you. And then do you really pray? Like, do you really, like, you know, you get busy and you might forget. And so I just said, let's stop right now and let's do that. And so that's become a habit for me. Like, I've been putting that to habit. When someone asks me to pray for them, I don't say, yeah, I'll do that. I say, let's do that now.
Do it now. Yeah.
So that's become something that's taken place in my autograph lines at my concerts and just saying, let's just pray right now. And so we stop and we pray. And we pray for a prodigal. We pray for a battle with cancer. We pray for salvation for a family member, you know, whatever it is. And that's really kind of what made me come home one day and sit down and just, I was so encouraged by people who were not giving up, you know, who were holding out hope, who were going to continue to, as the song says, pound on heaven's door.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the song. That's why I wrote it, was just being inspired by that, you know, God's people calling on the name of the Lord and refusing to quit and realizing that we pray because we know God hears our prayers. And it's been so awesome to see people responding to that message.
Well, we're hoping to see lots more people respond to that message and continue to respond to your songs and your books. And so we're really excited about My Story, Your Glory. Where can people get the book?
Yeah, they can get the book anywhere they order books, basically. Amazon is where most people buy the books, but it's available. You can also go to MatthewWest.com and click the book section and you can get it there. It's available everywhere. My Story, Your Glory. If you're with a small group, I would encourage you to pick up a handful of copies and go through it together. It's
a great idea.
An awesome study for a youth group or a small group as well. So Amazon, it's available everywhere, and I hope everybody loves it. Thanks for letting me share about it today, Mandy.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining me today, Matthew. We appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Hey. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode of the Marvel at Jesus podcast, go ahead and subscribe so you can get the next episode as soon as it comes out from Life 90.5.